Well, you know what? We welcome bad dates from guys and women. I'm going to tell you the truth, though, Leighton. Most of the bad dates we get are from women with some guy who didn't have a car and forgot his credit card and got drunk and got in a fight at the bar. But you're a guy. You had a bad date experience, too. So it can happen to all of us. Let's hear your bad date experience, Leighton.
Yeah. So one time I made plans to go on a brunch date with someone that I swiped right on Tinder with and, like, matched with. And he was like, I'd buy, I'll get your drinks, everything. And he's like, I'll pick you up. But when the day came, he rolled up to my house in an Uber and then asked if I could drive. He said he had a car.
Okay,
which, that wasn't, like, weird. I mean, it was kind of weird, but it wasn't the kicker. So when the check arrived after brunch, he asked if I could pay because this Uber was expensive. He came all the way from Minnetonka to St. Paul.
Okay,
that's a bit of a drive.
Yeah.
So he Ubered from Minnetonka over to your place in St. Paul. You drove, you have your meal, and he's like, can you pay? Because that Uber costs a lot.
Yeah. And then I was like, okay, whatever, I have the money. And then we went back to my place, and then we were just talking, and then he, like, spilled, like, his whole entire life story and told me that he was a felon who embezzled money from a church.
What?
And he also wore diapers, like, not as, like, a incontinence thing, but more of, like, a kink thing and, like, a sexual thing.
There are people, Leighton, you know what? I don't know. People have their different kinks and things like that. That's one that I don't get, but I am not here to judge. If wearing diapers turns you on, I guess. But that's not your thing, and on the first date, you probably don't want to know that.
I did not want to know that. But then he also started talking about why he couldn't drive to my place. It's because the person he was living with, who, like, he was put in, like, basically custody with, didn't know he was going on dates, and he couldn't leave Minnetonka.
Oh, my gosh.
He was restricted to Minnetonka?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. So, and then after that, he asked me to drive him back to his place, and I definitely sped all the way there.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not want to talk to him ever again. But a few weeks later, a package showed up at my house with his name on it. So I texted him and I was like, what is this? Like, what did you send to my house? I didn't know if it was, like, something weird. And it was something weird. It was a package of adult diapers.
I knew it. Oh, my gosh.
And you're supposed to hold the diapers for him to come pick up?
Yes. He wanted to send it to my place because he didn't want his brother, who he was living with, to find out that he wore diapers. So when he picked it up, I never texted him back ever again.
If there was an Academy Award for Worst Date Wednesday an Emmy, you might just have it right here, because this is just awful in every way. What attracted you to this guy anyway when you first met him and you swiped right? What was attractive about him?
He was very tall. He had blue eyes. That's my type. He also seemed pretty nice, like, when we were talking. He didn't bring any of this up while we
Not the embezzling. He didn't bring up, of course, the embezzling from the church thing right away.
Nope.
How much did he take from the church? Did you ever find out?
Yeah, good question.
I think it was more than $30,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, not what I was expecting.
Good news is, as awful as it was, it's probably one of your top 10 best stories you have of your life.
Oh, definitely.
So you can share it with everyone.
I don't want to try to set you up or anything, but Drake is also tall. Not smart enough to embezzle anything.
But he loves wearing diapers.
He loves...